Okay, first I'd like to thank Yitzchak Hoffman for helping put together the Ramakoma sheet and offering to learn with me late last night, as I had just found out that I was preparing, I was saying the shmooze, my yakel was shtickle empty, and any old files are misplaced, and so thank you very much. So this is hot off the press, feel free to slug it up, it's not even 24 hours young. So there's no schmoozes as geschmack as the one that is slugged up. I told Yitzchak even he can slug it up. Okay. So when you see a lot of marmakomas, usually it means that there's only the marmakomas for the schmooze is very short, but a lot of the longer marmakomas are there for the koach hatzir. So a schmooze without the koach hatzir, You miss all the juice of the shmooze. The koach hatzir is the juicy part. So there are psukim running in both Kisisa and Vayakel. One is when Hashem told Moshe. That's why it's repeated. One's when Hashem told Moshe, and one's when Moshe told Bnei Yisrael. So it's the same information. Hashem told Moshe. Moshe told Bnei Yisrael. So in Kisisa, it's Yedaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. Ray Karasi Vashem, I called it Vashem, Bitzal ben Uri ben Kor Lamati Yehuda, okay, and I'll fill him with Ruach Elokim, with Chachma, Tfuna Vadas, Vacham Malacha, Lachshav Machshavos, to do all this skilled labor, Lassos, to do with Zahav and Kesav and Nechoshes, Charoshes Evan, the cutting of the stone, Lamalos, with Charoshes Eitz, and the carving of the wood, Lasses Chamlecha. And Vani Hine Nasati Ito, I gave together with Bezalel, Aliyah ben Achisamach Lamate Dan, and also in the lave of Kol Chacham Lev, Vasu Eitz Klasher Tzivisicha. And then just to get the psukim out of the way, in Vayakil, when it says Moshe told Bnei Yisrael, Mayor Moshe told Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u Kar Hashem B'Shem, see that Hashem called and assigned these people by name. Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur Lamata Yehuda. First Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Chur, from Yehuda. Vayimale Oso Ruach Elokim Bechachma Tumadas Chom Lachan. Hashem, told or instilled the Ruach Elohim. Velachsha Machshavas, also to do a lot of the skilled talents, lasos bazovikas benachoshes, that he has to do all the different artistry with the gold, silver, and copper, charoshes even the malas, and the cutting of the even, ubacharoshes eitz, and the carving of the wood, lasos bechom lechas machshavas, to do with all the skilled labor, ulahoras nosam belibo, hu valiyav mechisamach matidan. Okay, so he did that together with Aliyev. Okay, so first let's do this Rabbeinu Bechai. Truth is, the Ramban says very similar to this Rabbeinu Bechai, very similar, but you don't have to do two Rishonim. Rabbeinu Bechai says it. Just the beginning until the first parentheses. It's just really, really easy reading. Rei Karasi B'Shem B'Tzalo, V'chein Hizke Moshe Yisrael, and Moshe said the same thing, we just quoted it, Re'u Kara Hashem B'Shem. Hashem called to Bezalel by name. Va'inyan, what's the whole inyan going on? Ki iyev shebateva, it's not possible in the teva, in nature, sheyemotze b'Yisrael, that you could find in Klal Yisrael at this time, shum adam, you're not possible to find not one person, sheyabaki v'sholim b'shum umnus ba'olam. It's not possible you find anyone who was a baki, who was an expert in any kind of profession, any umnus, any skilled. Why not? Why couldn't you find anyone who knows anything? Because they were busy doing slave labor. They know how to, building bricks, construction. There was no one skilled. No one knew how to do anything. Lo hayroi shimotzim hem shemadam shibaki b'shemlacha daka. And it wasn't possible to find anyone who had any bekiyas in any type of fine, skilled labor. I was here late last night. Somebody had come up with this great idea. They're gonna burn boxes. They couldn't even know how to do that. It was Mamish almost started, like, burned the whole yeshiva down. No one knows how to do anything. You have to be skilled on how to burn a box. You have to have all the right components there. Baruch Hashem, we had a fire extinguisher, a hose nearby, you know. So they didn't know how to do anything. They were busy. They knew how to be slaves. They were building, pyramids. They had bricks. They were building stuff. They didn't know how to do anything, any fine artistry, woodwork. They didn't see anyone ever do this, and they didn't learn it from anyone. There were no workshops, no woodwork. And not one of them was taught to be an expert in this. If they would find one person who was a baki in something skilled, it would be fitting, then they were short forgotten it. If there was somebody who was skilled in this once upon a time, maybe when they were kids, for sure by the time they're adults, being in Mitzrayim and being slaves and everything they had to do in Mitzrayim, they'd be done. They would have forgotten it by now. I guess it's not like riding a bike. They say once you learn how to ride a bike, you never forget how to ride a bike. There's something beeping here. So they would have forgotten it. But when they found amongst them echad chacham, one person who was a chacham, shalem ubaki bumnos achas daka v'yafa, someone who had expertise in one particular area, v'kol shekein, and certainly im hayabaki v'shalem b'chol hamnuyos kulam b'kesev v'zov v'choshes v'choshes even v'choshes eitz v'choshe v'rokim v'oreg. And if they found someone who not only was a baki in one skilled area, but they were baki in many skilled areas, not only with silver, but with gold and with copper and with carving of the wood and the cutting of the stone. You know, nowadays, if you want to, you saw the common room was going on. If you want someone to put in granite, you got to get a granite guy. You want to put in a cabinet, you got to get the cabinet guy. You want to know who tiles on the floor, you got to get a tile guy. There are five different laborers who took. There's a reason why we're up to day 143 without a common room. And if you could find someone like that, he needs a pelagodol. It would be like, wow, how's that possible? Va'od. And or additionally, she has sholim b'chachma utfunu b'das, and also someone who had all the chachma and das. Kizeh nimtza b'Bitzalel. All of this was found in Bitzalel. It was a pelagodo. It would be a chiddush if you found someone who could do one thing right. And not just a little bit, but to have one thing totally, it's unheard of. There was someone who did have one thing. And not only that, but every possible skill needed for the building of the Mishkan, not only B'Tzalel have one, but he had everything. Every possible skill needed to build the Mishkan, B'Tzalel had. You could skip the parentheses. I'm cheating. I'm just in the middle of the parentheses where it says Re'ei Karasi B'Shem Keloma Re'ei Zeh HaPela Gadol Shni Kori Hadoros Merosh. See this amazing Pella. This is like unheard of. Wow. The day you're looking for someone to do a job that no one knows how to do, you found someone who Kamamish do everything. Okay, to the end of the premise, and now to the next paragraph. V'lezeh Ramzu Bamedrash Sha'amru, and this is all hinted in the Medrash Rabbah, which says, Herala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Sifro Shalom Rishon. Hashem showed Moshe the book of Adam Rishon. Va'af Bitzal Me'osa Shah, his cantiv. Bitzal, even from the times of Adam Rishon, was, I don't know how you translate the word hiskantiv from the word takana, was, I don't know, decreed? I don't know which word to use. Shnema re'e karasi b'shem b'tzal. Bo lirmos, it was a remez. Ki b'tzal haya b'shem. Kelomar me'ose sha'a shene otzlu hadores v'anevram kulum enachachma. From that time, from the beginning of time, when all the neshamas were being created from Parshas Bereishis, during the times of Adam Rishon, that's when all the skill, the neshama, together with all that came with it, the chachma, bina, v'das, and all the skill and the lachshav, machshavas, and every possible skill was already created. That neshama was already there, for whatever this means, from Adam Rishon, from Sheshes Shmei Bereishis. That's really pretty powerful. Okay, let's jump to the Rashi. This is going on in Vayakel, where it's Moshe says, "Ru'u kara Hashem b'shem." See this Pella that I'm calling. Hashem called him by name. Bitzal ben Uri ben Chur lemat Yehuda. So Rashi says, "Chur benashel Miriam haya." Chur was the son of Miriam. I assume I forgot what the Shin says over here, because I'm not privy to the new fancy chumashim that Yitzchok had. But I see it's very kedai to get those new art school makros gedolos. I assume Rashi is trying to answer over here with that shin. Why do we say over that Bezalel was the son of Uri? It's enough. Bezalel ben Uri. Why do you have to say ben Chur? You say the name of the grandfather. So probably Rashi is saying because the grandfather is pretty chashiv. He was the son of Miriam. Okay. In other places it says the reason why it says Chur, because Chur was the one who was killed by the Egel, and the Mishkan was a kapara for the Egel. So I don't know, maybe there's different opinions. Okay, then it says Valiev. Aliyev was assigned to help Bezalel. Aliyev was from Shevet Dan. So Rashi says, "Min ha'yerudin shebeshvatim." Dun was from the lower end of the shvatim, the poor of the shvatim. Mibnei hashvachos, because Dun came with children of the shivchos. V'hishvo hamakom, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu equated Aliyev libetzala l'mlechus haMishkan. They were considered partners. V'umigdoli hashvatim, and Bezalel is from the great Shvatim, l'kayim ha'shnemer, l'nikar shoa l'fnedal. There would be no difference, no distinction from the rich and the poor. In other words, the rich of the Shvatim and the poor of the Shvatim, they were partners. One of the Shvachas children, one of the child of the Shivchas, and one of the child of the Imos were partners in this. Wow, so beautiful, Achdus in Klai Yisrael. So here this Levush, I don't know what's a Levush. I've never saw a Sefer Levush on Chumash. If anyone could find it for me, this is a copy of the note on bottom of the Torah Chaim print of the Chumash, this footnote. Maybe it's Levush Ha'ora, we thought maybe, in the bottom of the Pirushim on Rashi. I'm not sure, I couldn't find it. Hadalo Pirush Rashi came le'il v'parshik kisisa. When Aliyev was mentioned in Kisisa, why didn't Rashi say that Aliyev was partners with Bezalel? Why didn't say the same thing, that Aliyev is from the Dan and Bezalel is from Yehuda, and so beautiful that they're working together, a boy from the regular Shir and a boy from the Honor Shir are working together to make a Shabbaton. It's so beautiful, such achdus. So it sounds like a nice, beautiful, inspiration. So why didn't they do that also before? They also had regular and honors from the Shvatim. So why didn't they say it in Parshas Kisisa? Why'd they save that for Vayakel? It's a good, good hak question. So he answers, again, Hadlo Pirish Rashi Il Biparsh Kisis Kishomar Lo Hashem Yisbarach for Ekros Bishem. Why not say there as Leo bin Chasam Chamata Don? Nira, this is mind boggling. Nira, Shehutzrach Moshe Lomerkain. Hashem didn't have to say it. But Moshe needed to say that over here, Neshaya Choshesh, because Moshe was nervous. Pen Yechash Duhu. Maybe Klai Yisrael bechoshed him, will suspect him, shebocher midaito bibnoshel Miriam l'gdulazu. Maybe Moshe is suspected from choosing bedafka, the child of Miriam, because Miriam's from his mishpacha. L'kach omar, that's why it says, Re'u, see, shani osa zeh b'shlichus ha'shel malkom. Take a look, I'm doing this with the consent of the Bono Shalom. V'chashivas gedola yesh l'mitzav aliyah b'minor zeh. And the chashivas of gedula that there is to mitzav aliyah. Dafa b'shay aliyah ben Yerudim shebeshvatim zoch l'mal gedula. Even though Aliyev was from the lower Shvatim, he was merited for this, V'chem B'tzal. And the Das HaKenim says the same thing. You can take a look, just the beginning of it. You don't need the end. Just the first couple of lines. What does it mean, Re'u Kara B'Shem? Ma Re'u, Lefi Shekshomer Moshe Yisrael, Shebetzal Yas HaMishkan. When Moshe told Klai Yisrael that B'tzal should make the Mishkan, Ha Yisrael Meraninim Achrei Moshe. They were attacking Moshe. V'omrim, Shekol Hagdula Hu Nota Lo Mishpachto, that all the godless over here, you're taking for yourself. Amalem Moshe Du'uru, you should know, Moshe says. Kilomi Daitaniosa, I didn't do it for myself, on my own. Elen Pia Kodesh Baruch Hu, I did this from the Ribbono Shel Olam, told me to do it. I think that's all you need. Rebbe said, this is mamash mind-boggling. Mamish mind-boggling. If you're keeping track with a scorecard, so if it happens to be that I saw the slavush and the Das HaKenim before I was just doing everything. I was learning everything. You know, every Mar Malkum, it was all one big flood in my head. But you put them together, this mamish comes out, this amazing deher. First of all, anyone with 2 cents, with 1 cent, like you need to build a Empire State Building. You need to build this big, big construction, big building. And there's no one to build. If you ask me right now, okay, go ahead and we have to make this big building right now. New construction, we're building a whole new building on the South Campus, we're redoing the Beis Medrash. Okay, go, do it. I would not know where to start. Yeah, I would tell the high school kids to come with their axes, and that part they know how to do. But after that, I have no idea what to do. We call Mordechai Kier and Nasi Brigida. I heard they know how to build a tree house, and that's what I know. But maybe Meir Simcha could maybe burn it down. And I have no idea what to do. Can you imagine coming out of Mitzrayim 210 years? No one knew anything. Nobody knew a thing. Now you have this person walking down. I assume if Moshe knew, everyone knew, that Batalas is like this ripped talent who knows how to do not just construction, but tiles and granite and cabinetry, etc. It's another do everything. And so who are you going to pick to build the Mishkan? Okay, so Moshe picked Bezalel. What's Klai Yisrael going to say? You're doing it because he's Miriam. You're related to Miriam. His grandfather was the son of Miriam. That's why you're doing it. Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? Who would say such a thing? Oh my gosh. You see whether everyone's always ready to attack poor Moshe Rabbeinu. I feel vimin. He probably felt like a Rosh Hashiva. Someone asked me, what does Rosh Hashiva do? What Rosh Hashiva does is that when people call to yell, they direct them to the Rosh Hashiva. That's what Rosh Hashiva does.
Well, Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he do? He did the thing that anyone would do. Anyone with a half a brain would appoint Bezalel to build the Mishkan. I don't know anything about Eliyahu. But, okay. But Bezalel, he was chosen because you from your mishpacha. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, it's not because of me, but Hashem made me do it. Hashem made me do it. My gosh.
And these are, just to add to the tzirim, you know, you're dealing with not just stam, a bunch of thugs and amaratzim who are boors, who are just looking, sitting on the street corner, making fun of everyone like a bunch of liberals, you know, just attacking anything going on. It's not, this is the Dordea, Rabosai. This is the Dordea who are attacking, or at least Moshe Rabbeinu was choshesh. What's the lashon they use? That haya choshesh pen yechashdu. Okay. So the Levush says Moshe was choshesh that maybe they'll be choshen him. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was being a tzaddik just in case, but they wouldn't really do it. You could answer. He just, you know, he wanted the yis and the key, and Moshe wanted to be totally ready for any possible scenario that could happen at this interview. Any possible scenario. So Moshe's like, just in case they would ask that, he's prepared for an answer. But it wasn't real. But Yitzchak is saying by that the Das HaKedem says that they were attacking. Shkoyach. I agree. Are you Meraninim? First, I thought Meraninim was praised, but I don't think Meraninim is praised. They were attacking him. They attacked him. There's the Doradea. And to add to this, Rabosai, the Mishkan is there for kapara purposes. The Mishkan is only a kapara. You're trying to make a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was there. He was up on the mountain. He wasn't the one involved with this. He's trying to protect Klal Yisrael. The whole Mishkan, everything Moshe Rabbeinu is doing to try and get a kapara for Klal Yisrael. So what do you think? You think Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go ahead and sell out just to give his family member his sister was the great-grandmother. Okay, you know, it's shtickle karov. Anyone can figure out if your sister's great-grandson is your what? Great-great. It's great great, because with uncles it's great great. It's great great nephew. All right, you know, I don't even know if I'd give him a, you know, spot in my house for Shabbos before you guys. A great great, come on. Evite the Krovim. Other than the fact I have a Rebbe meeting, so I take the time. All right, I'm already here. I'll tell you the story of Beit HaKrovim. So there was the Chayzeh of Lublin. So he was known to be a big Baal Tzedakah. This has nothing to do with the Shmuz. It's just the expression of Beit HaKrovim, distant relatives. So he was known to give out Tzedakah to anyone that needed. You go to his door, he was known to give money. And if it was a relative, he would give like a double portion. So this ani comes, and, you know, the Gabbai says, if you're mishpacha, you know, say you're mishpacha, he gives more to mishpacha. So he goes to the chazeh and he says, my mother's brother's uncle is the sister of your son-in-law's father's mother's cousin. Something like that. So very convoluted mishpacha. So the chazeh says, Veit the Krovim, distant relatives. So he goes away and he goes to the Gabbai, he says, didn't work. So the Gabbai whispers into his ear something. So he smiles, he says, okay. He goes over to Chazez davening mincha. He starts davening mincha. So he waits and he says, Ruchato Hashem, from Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So this ani screams out, Veit the Krovim, Veit the Krovim.
So after Shmoneh Esrei, he went and gave him a double portion. He said that nisht azach as aveta tata of is du azach as aveta krovim. There's no such thing as a distant tata. Tata, wherever the tata is, father, grandfather, great grandfather, tata is a tata. But krovim is distant krovim. But he still gave him a double. So I think it was a good geshmaka line. And also another point is that, okay, so this is like, you know, people accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of going after his own mishpacha. You have this in Korach, Parshas Korach, but this is a much bigger chiddush over here, because by Korach, obviously, you could say there was a little kinnah working. I think we were talking this through. By Korach, there's like some kinnah. You could say the kinnah was driving it. There's no kinnah over here. They just, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to help them. They're not accepting the help, but there's no kin over here. Not that they wanted the job. Pashtus. And I just wanted to point out, just like almost like a second schmooze. I'm not sure how, you know, this is. I think you do see it from here, but I have to think about. No one actually says the point. It's like. If I was Moshe Rabbeinu and they were attacking me and I knew what I knew, Pashtus, that Bezalel was gifted in every possible area, it's a Pela Gadol, and this is a Kapura for the Egel, and they did this terrible Avera, and I'm trying to help them, and I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu knew this Rabbeinu Bechai, Pashtus, he knew this, that the neshama of Bezalel was there from Adam Harishon, that the whole Maisa Bereishis included a Bezalel. So Moshe Rabbeinu knows that Bezalel is here, not just like he didn't just whip him up, that Baruch Hashem put him on this world. I would like be so angry. I would get so like, would get angry at the people. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get angry. If you're in a position and someone attacks you, you have to be calm, cool, collected. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He said, simple, Re'ei karasi b'shem. What did he say? Re'u karashem b'shem. He laid it all out for them. Hashem told me this. He bavarned it. He told it to them. He didn't get upset. No one spells that out. Maybe he did get upset. Someone asked me. I can't prove it. But Pashtus, you do see that also. You have to be prepared for every possible allegation, accusation to come about you. We should anticipate, at least according to the Vush, we have to anticipate what they might say that would be attack on us. Be prepared for those arguments and simply lay it out. And it could come from the best people. And even though it's so pashut, they have no reason to think otherwise. And yet we have to be prepared for it.